The message of today is I have three words or phrases.
Obaka bwa lero nina ebintu bisatu byenjagala tuyitemu.
Three words.
Ebigambo bisatu.
Okay.
Amen.
The first word is
ekigambo ekisooka kye kino.
We are or have been saved by grace.
Nti ffe twalokolebwa lwa kisa kye.
You have been saved by grace.
Walokolebwa lwa kisa kye.
You have been blessed by grace.
Oweredwa omukisa lwa kisa kye.
You are moving by his grace.
Otambula ku nsi kuno lwa kisa kye.
You are breathing by his grace.
Osomuko gw'obulamu lwa kisa kye.
You are growing by his grace.
Okula lwa kisa kye.
Salvation comes by his grace.
Obulokozi bujja gye tuli lwa kisa kye.
Let's read in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5.
Katusome mu Efeso sura ya 2 onirwa kutanga.
Can someone help us to project that?
Wabe wachi achutera ku lutimbi.
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5. Only one verse.
Efeso sura ya 2 onirwa kutano.
Yes. Even when we were dead in trespasses.
Never twali twafa mu bibi byaffe mukonona kwaffe.
Let me add God. God made us alive.
Katonda natuganya okubeera abalamu.
Together with Christ.
Wamu ne Kristo.
By grace you have been saved.
Kulwekisa mulokoleddwa.
I have never seen anybody.
Sirabangako muntu yenna.
Who is not happy?
Oyo atali musanyufu.
When he or she is receiving the gift.
Bwabanga ali mukaseera okufuna ekirabo.
So, salvation
obulokole
is by his grace.
Butu jira lwa kisa kye.
Amen.
Amen.
So you will ask me, what about the law?
Muyinza okumbuza ati amateeka.
We have not been saved by the law.
Tetwalokolebwa lwa kukwata mateeka.
But we cannot ignore the law.
Naye ati tetusobola gatwala nti siga mugaso.
Grace saved us.
Ekisa kyatulokola.
And the law come and prove that we have been saved by grace.
Kati ekisebe kimayo tulokola amateeka gugajja kukakasa bukakasa nti twalokolebwa lwa kisa.
So the foundation is not the law.
Omusingi sigwe gw'amateeka sigumateeka.
The foundation is the grace.
Nayo omusingi kwatuyimidde kye kisa.
When you were dead in your trespasses.
Kati agambe nti bwe mwali abafu mu kwonoona kwammwe.
We were dead in our sins.
Twali bafu mu bibi byaffe.
Jesus came and died for our sins.
Yesu najja nafa kulwebibi byaffe.
And by faith.
Nayo olwokukkiriza.
We were saved.
Ne tulyoka tulokolebwa.
That's why it's called a saving faith, the saving faith, the saving grace.
Chava achitibwa nti no ekise ky'okulokozi.
It's not about grace only.
Si kisa kyokka.
It's about the saving grace.
Naye ekise ekirokola.
Grace has power to save.
Ekisa kiyina amaanyi okulokola.
I cannot add any other thing to be saved.
Sina kye nsobola kwogerako okubeera nga ndokolebwa.
And the heaven is happy for that.
Era n'eggulu ssanyufu ku lw'ekyo.
Jesus is happy for that.
Yesu musanyufu ku lw'ekyo.
God is happy for that.
Katonda musanyufu ku lw'ekyo.
I have been saved by his grace.
Agamba nti nalokolebwa lwa kisa kye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you have been saved by grace?
Bamekabo abalokolebwa lw'ekisa.
If you have been saved by grace, shout amen.
Lekania wagulu nyonja amina.
Let me read here.
Katusomewa.
Grace in the soul is a new life in the soul.
Ekisa mu mwoyo bwe bulamu obupya mu mwoyo.
Grace in the soul.
Ekisa mu mwoyo. Mu meme.
Grace in the soul.
Ekisa mu meme
is a new life in the soul.
Bwe bulamu obujja mu meme.
So in Christ by grace. We have life. And this life is an abundant life. Because we cannot add any other thing. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me go back to the Old Testament. When you were dead, that's the Old Testament. Before Jesus Christ came, everyone was dead. Everyone was dead. In fact, from the fall of Adam to John the Baptist, everyone, all the whole humanity was dead. You know, when you study the Old Testament, and you know how God created Adam. He put him in the Garden of Eden. And he told him, you will be eating everything in this garden. But you will not eat this tree. You will not eat on the tree of life. Someone asked me a long time ago. He said, "Are you a pastor?" And I said, "I'm a pastor." This man was wise and he said, "Do you allow all questions about the Bible?" And you know, being a pastor, I was like, "Yes." And I have a question to you. When God created Adam, did he know that Adam will sin or not? And I was like, you know, we know that God knows everything. So if I say that yes, he will say, why did God allow Adam to sin? If I said no, does God know everything? Do you have such question?
Of course,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. No, wait. When God created Adam,
Katonda bwe yatonda Adam,
he created him with the two abilities.
Yamutonda n'obusobozi bwa mirundi ebiri.
He created him
yamutonda
with the ability to sin,
namu obusobozi okwonona,
and with the inability to sin.
Obusobozi bw'okulaba.
In Adam,
repeat that.
Yeah. In Adam,
mu Adamu yenyini,
there was inability
mwalimu obutali busobozi
to not sin.
Obunafu obutayonona.
He created him with the ability to resist sin.
Namutondera obusobozi okuziza ekibi.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
He created him with the two abilities, two
faculties. No, mirundi ebiri.
That means that Adam,
chitegeza nti Adam onu,
was able to sin,
yali asobola okwonona,
or was able to resist sin.
Oba okusobola okuziza okwonona.
That's why God told him,
yensonga lwaki Katonda yamugamba,
do not eat to this tree
nti
of life. That was the law of that time. If you eat on this, if you understand that there is a probability of not eating to eat or eating to eat, God created Adam with free will choice. Amen.
Amina.
Now, did Adam eat on the fruit?
mbuze kizo Adamu yali akukibala.
Did he eat on the fruit?
Yali akukibala.
Yes.
Amazima gali nti nti yali.
What happened?
Chichecha dilira oluvanyuma lwokulya.
God told him.
Katonda yamugamba.
Adam.
Gwe Adam.
If you eat on this tree.
Bwobori singoli akumutiguno.
You will surely die.
Amazima dalo jakufa.
Did he die on the tree?
Yes. Ekibuzo kiri nti
Adam
yafa ye kitufu yafa.
But the question is, did Adam die immediately?
Nti Adam yafira mu kaseera
akomukola.
Lwaki nedda?
That's the question now.
Kaja kibuzo kize
jo. Why did Adam die?
Lwaki ti yafa mu kaseera ako?
Adam didn't die because of the grace of God.
Teyafa kulwekisa kya Katonda ekyaliwo mu kaseera.
God had the grace.
Katonda yayina ekisa.
Before he put the law in place.
Nga tanaba kusawo mateeka kukola.
Adam didn't die.
Adam teyafa.
And God didn't change his plan.
Era ne Katonda teyakyusa nteekateeka ze.
The grace was there in the Garden of Eden.
Ekisa kyenkyaliwo mu nnimiro ya Edeni.
And God allowed Adam and Eve to produce children.
Era Katonda naganya Adamu ne Kawa okuzaala abaana.
That was the plan of God.
Eyali enteekateeka ya Katonda.
He told them.
Yabagamba.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 and 28.
Kubikuliwe sule soka abiri mu musanvu na
abiri mu munana. Genesis 1:27 and 28.
Kubikulirwa ekitule soka abiri mu musanvu na abiri mu munana.
So God created man in his own image.
Katonda yakola omuntu mu kifaananyi
kye. In the image of God, he created him.
Mu kifaananyi kye mwe yamutondera.
Male and female.
Abaami n'abakyala.
He created them.
N'abatonda.
28.
Abiri mu munana.
Then God blessed them.
Katonda n'abawa omukisa.
And God said to them.
Katonda n'abagamba.
Be fruitful.
Mubale ebibala.
Multiply.
Mwekubisemu.
Fill the earth and subdue it.
Mujuze nsi n'okugirya mugirye.
Have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Mufuge eri ebyennyanja eby'omunnyanja.
Over the birds and the air.
N'eri ebibuuka mu bbanga.
And over every living thing.
Na buli kyonna ekitambulira ku nsi.
That moves on the earth.
Ekiramu kyonna ekitambulira ku nsi.
What was the first law of God to Adam and Eve?
Eteeka eryasooka eri Adamu ne Eva liki?
God wanted Adam and Eve to be fruitful.
Katonda yagala Adamu ne Kawa okubeera
abaagala ebibala.
Okwebazaamu okwekubisaamu.
That was his plan.
Eyo nti yali enteekateeka.
Then they committed sins.
Naye oluvannyuma ne boonoona.
But the grace of God.
Naye ekisa kya Katonda.
He allowed them to multiply.
Kyabalekawo basobole okubala okwebazaamu.
And to be fruitful.
N'okubeera nga babala ebibala.
But wait.
Wanji.
Wait.
Lindako.
Lindako. They didn't multiply in the paradise.
Tebeekubisaamu wali mu lusuku.
Actually, they became fruitful.
Bafu batandika okubala ebibala.
But not in the paradise, in the Garden of Eden.
Naye si mu nnimiro ya Eden yomu.
Because he had chased them out of the Garden of Eden.
Kubanga bali bamaze okufumulwamu.
But even though they were out of the Garden of Eden.
Naye newankubadde bali bavudde mu Eden.
God didn't kill them.
Katonda teyabatta.
They did die.
Tebafa.
And they multiplied.
Ne balyoka bekubisaamu ne bazaala abaana.
When Adam and Eve multiplied.
Adam and Eve bwe bazaala.
They were filling the earth.
Baali bagezaako kujjuza nsi.
With the sinners.
Nga bajjuza ensi n'aboonoonyi.
The whole world now became full but sinners.
Ensi yonna n'ejjula n'ensigo yaabwe ey'okwonoona.
But that was not the plan of God initially.
Naye ng'eyo si yali enteekateeka.
He wanted them to multiply, to be fruitful.
Yabaagala beekubiseemu era babale ebibala.
To expand the Garden of Eden.
basobole okugaziya ennimiro ya Edeni.
With the whole world holy.
Ng'ensi yonna ntukuvu.
That was his plan.
Yali enteekateeka sedduge ya Katonda.
The sin corrupted our faculties, human faculties.
Ekibi kyayonoona okutegeera kw'omwana w'omuntu.
Our souls and our minds died.
Ememe yaffe n'entegeera yaffe ne bifa.
For many, many years.
Emyaka mingi.
I don't have much time to explain every detail there.
Munansonyo sina kogera.
Let me go to the New Testament.
Katugendeko mundagane mpya.
The other verse, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5.
Abefeso esula eyo kubironyo lokutano.
Paul said,
Paula agamba,
even when you were dead,
newa kubadenga mwali bafu,
God made you alive in Christ.
Katonda yabafula abalamu mu Kristo.
He had a plan to bring us to the Garden of Eden.
Yaine te kateko kutuleta mu nimiro ya Eden.
And he did it.
Era na chikola.
Unfortunately,
na ye cha kabisa.
Some of us don't know that.
Fa abamu kufete tuchimanye echo.
We think we are the same like the world outside.
Tulinganga abensi.
No.
How
many of you believe in Jesus Christ? How many of you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins? How many of you? Are you sure? The grace of God is upon you. The garden of Eden is expanding inside yourself. The growing of the peace and blessings are in you, is inside yourself.
Oh, kukula kwomukisa pizanti yani ali munda mugwe.
You don't have to feel it, but it is known. You know it. You have to know it.
Otekedwa kuchimanya.
A regenerated sinner becomes a living soul.
Nti omulembe gw'okwonna gwafuuka emmeeme enamu. Omuntu ajjiddwa obuggya afuuka emmeeme enamu.
A regenerated sinner.
Omuntu
becomes a living soul.
Ajjiddwa obuggya afuuka emmeeme enamu.
He lives a life of sanctification.
Abeera mu bulamu obw'okutukuzibwa.
Do you understand?
Amen.
If you believe in Christ,
Bobo kiriza mu Kristo Yesu.
You are a believer.
Olimu kiriza.
Your soul
ememe
has been regenerated.
Ebe tu kirizidwa.
You have a new life in you.
Kakati ofuno obulamu obujja mu yo.
Even where you stay.
Na wenyini wobe.
Spiritually.
Mu moyo.
You are staying in the Garden of Eden spiritually.
Obela mu nimiro ya Eden mu moyo.
Why?
Lwachi?
Because the first tabernacle.
Tabernacle yasokera dala.
That God built himself.
Katonda mwene jeyezimbira.
Was the Garden of Eden.
Yali eye nimiro ya Eden.
Adam and Eve were in the garden of when in a tabernacle.
Eve na Eden we bali mu nimiro eyo ya tabernacle. I mean ya Eden.
The first tabernacle.
Ye yali tabernacle eyasoka.
Okay, tabernacle is the house of God.
Ejo chitegeze nyumba ya Katonda.
The first one was Garden of Eden.
Nti eyasokera ddala yali mu nimiro mu lusuku lwa Eden.
But in the New Testament,
naye mundagano empya,
we have a new tabernacle.
Tuinawo tabernacle empya.
It's not about altar. It's not about what? Altar and tabernacle and temple. No. It's about Jesus, our tabernacle.
Chechikwatagana ku byoto oba kintu kyekira oba ki, naye Yesu Kristo ye tabernacle yaffe.
In Christ we are in a tabernacle.
Mu Kristo tuli ku tabernacle.
By faith, by confessing Jesus as Lord and Savior, we have a new residence.
Nti okuita mukwatula nti Yesu Kristo ye mukama waffe n'okukkiriza Yesu Kristo yabeera tabernacle yaffe mpya.
I am happy that I am living in a new tabernacle who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Zendi musanyifu kubanga ndi muyekalu empya lwa Yesu Kristo.
I move, I live, I dance, I smile in my tabernacle. I have a tabernacle.
Ntambula nzina neyagala kubanga ni mu tabernacle. Oyo Yesu Kristo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we sing hallelujah. Yes. That's why we sing those songs, because we are allowed to say it because we are in a tabernacle. Who is Jesus Christ of Nazareth?
Yensonga lati tuyimbe enyimbe zo kubanga Yesu Kristo ye tabernacle yafe empya etsobozesa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to verse 6.
Atugende ku lomukaga.
Ephesians 2:6. Just go down 6. Yes. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Netuzukiramu fena era netutulira wamu mu busika bweguru.
How many of you know that Jesus is the head of the church?
Do
you believe in that? Now, where is Jesus Christ?
Now?
Physically.
Huh?
Jesus, yes? Yes, Jesus is seated at the right hand of God.
Yesu atudde ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Katonda.
In heavenly places. I mean in heaven.
Mu bifo by'omuguru.
And he is our father.
Era ye kitaffe.
Now where are we now?
Kakati ffe tuli ludda wa?
Are we separated like that? Are we separated? Are we in parts?
Tuli mu bitundu.
The head, the body, the members and so on.
Omutwe, omubiri, ne ba member.
Jesus is the head of the church.
Yesu ye mutwe gwe kanisa.
And you are the church of Jesus Christ.
Atenga yegwe yekalu ya Yesu.
And you are seated with him in heavenly places.
Otude wamu na ye mu bifo byo muguru.
This one is not easy to explain.
Chino si changu magezi gafo gwo bulijo
kitegera. But we are here.
Na wan kubade tuli wanu.
Number two is our current residence.
Agama ntino obutuse bwafo bwakakati.
Our current residence. We are seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. We are not in the world. We are above the world. Because he has shifted us from the world. And they put us in the heavenly places. Christ is the head of the church.
Yes, we are the kanisa.
And you are the church. So we are with the Christ in the spiritual realm. Why am I saying this? We should not be afraid of anything. Because he is our counselor. He is our mediator. In fact, I even call him that he's my doctor. Yeah, I made him a doctor. I said, Jesus, you're my doctor now. Treat me. I can still go. I can still go to hospital to check to
anything.
But I always lean and rely on Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus decided to raise you up.
Yes, yasalawo akuyimuse waguru.
I'm telling you, this is the plan of Jesus Christ.
Banayimbabulia eno enteka teka.
He has a plan to raise you up.
Ainenteka teko kuwanika
waguru. He has a plan to lift you up.
Ainenteka teko kusitula.
He has a plan to shift you from that business to another business.
Ainenteka teko kuja kumulimu ogo kutwala
kukusinga. That is his plan. That is his plan.
Enteka teka ye.
Connect that plan
to
all the plans you can have. He has a good plan for us. He provided healing for us. By his stripes we have been healed. He knows how he does that. Let us lean on him. Everything. Now, we have been saved by grace. And we have been lifted by grace. The last point. I'm using my eyeglasses before. Mm. Our responsibilities. What is our responsibility in the heavenly places? Give us Ephesians 2 verse 10.
Yeah, 2:10.
Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus.
Abatondebwa mu Yesu Kristo.
For good works.
Kulw'emirimu emirungi.
Which God prepared beforehand.
Ekyo Katonda byateekateeka ku nkomerero.
Do you understand?
Muntegeera.
We have been saved by grace.
Twalokolebwa lwa kisa.
We have been lifted by grace. Even the works we do everything by his grace. He prepares even what we do. The Psalms, he prepares them for you. And he provides them for you. He gives leadership for you. Even when we don't deserve it. So we don't deserve it. But we believe. Our faith. Is a right, we have a right to access the grace of God. How many of you want to receive the grace of God? The grace of God grows.
Comes.
Your grace you have today, you have been saved by grace. That's okay. But there is another level of grace. He has more grace. From grace to grace. From glory to glory. That is his plan. Forget about your plans. Rely on such plans of Jesus Christ.
He
is the one who will give you the better plans now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no weapon that is formed against thy shall prosper because of his grace. You cannot pay for it. But he can do it for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We move and live because of his grace.
The
new thing that God speaks about wellspring. The new thing. That God is speaking about wellspring. What can we pay for that? How can we pay for it?
Oyinza okukisasulira ekyo.
We just avail ourselves.
Tuleteekawo bwetesi maaso ge.
We avail ourselves.
Tujja buzi maaso ge.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the New Testament,
mundagano empya,
we are living by grace.
Tuli balamu lwa kisa.
When you were dead,
bwe wali omufu,
killed by sin,
nga okwekedda mu bibi.
Now there is another challenge.
Waliwo okusomoza okulala.
People who talk about grace. I think the listeners or people misunderstand them. I don't know. Grace is the tool God uses to place his people where he wants them to be placed. Amen.
Amen.
He uses that tool. Now the law. He gave them the law. To be sure that these people understood the grace they are
in.
Remember the children of Israel. Before he gave them the law. He had already taken them from Egypt. Now what started? What really started? The law or the grace? He removed them from Egypt. By grace. But in the wilderness, he gave them the law. Are we together?
Amen.
This law means, do you understand what I did? Do you know that I am the king that has a constitution? So this is my constitution. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do this.
Don't
do that. How many laws?
10.
He gave them 10. By the way, those 10 commandments, they are divided into two. The first four. Laws or commandments, they talk about love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your might. The last six talks about love your neighbor. Don't commit adultery, don't kill, don't do that. You can't do all the things for someone you love. That's why Jesus told his disciples, I only have two commandments. Love God with all your mind, your heart, soul, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Those two, all the law, lean on those two. So the laws are all written in the New Testament. It doesn't mean that being in the law, you are allowed to violate any of the law.
I think
there we need to understand. You cannot sin and you say, because I'm living in a grace. But you cannot say that I will never commit a sin because I am a believer. I have a question. How many of you have ever sinned and yet you are in Christ Jesus? Has it ever happened to you? Do you know why? How many of you, after sinning, you have that spirit telling you that you have to repent? These are the people who will go to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because with the grace we are living a sanctification process. And the God doesn't want anybody to boast. That's very important. God can even allow things to happen to us so that we can still depend on Him. We are not gods here. But we are children of God who still need the blood of Jesus Christ. Who still needs the blood of Jesus Christ? This is very important because some people, the devil visited them and tells them, you say that you are a believer. You are not. You cannot commit a sin like that. You are not a believer. You just go to the world. I am here to declare to you the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ goes to the higher level until heaven. Even when your sin, you go to the mountain, drift to the mountains. The blood of Jesus Christ goes up to heaven. If you have sinned, repent. Because the grace is available to you and for you. You and your children. and the children of his children. That's what Christ wants. That's what the Bible says about multiplication. As I conclude, Matthew 28:19-20. Jesus said, you go into the whole world, make disciples of all nations. Those who believe, baptize them. After baptism, teach them to obey everything I have commanded you to do. In the New Testament, our multiplication, God will expect us to do, is no longer physical. It is spiritual. We multiply people by making disciples. What you are doing in preaching the gospel, it's a plan of God. Next time we shall learn maybe about the motive. Why do we do that? Is it for us? Or for him? So, your grace, the grace of Jesus Christ be with you. But whoever needs more grace, that I can also call anointing, you can stand up and then we pray. In 1 or 2 minutes, just stand up if you feel like it. Because your faith also matters. Our heaven, if I put your hands up, if you want, whatever you feel like. But I want your heart to focus on Christ Jesus right now. And expect the grace of God to be upon you. And even if you have sinned now, you ask forgiveness from God. And continue the way with Christ, with grace. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this is the message you wanted me to speak. I have shared to them. And they have understood it, I believe. Because they stood up to receive more grace. There's nothing we can add to your grace. There's nothing we can add to your favor. Let the favor of God be upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless them. I bless them. Let the anointing and the grace of preaching or making disciples, of healing, of speaking tongues be upon them. The grace of healing all diseases, let it descend now in the name of Jesus Christ. Because there is a power in faith, in grace, in love. Sanctify each and every one of us as we continue this journey to heaven. Yes, we are already in heaven, but this heaven is not fully consumed. That's why we are praying. That's why we are reading the Bible, to give us strength for the glory of God, for our sake. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.